You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 25th, 2021, the Chinese Communist Party, the health commission of the party, the health commission does what they're told. They are now blaming unknown foreign sources for a nationwide spike in China in coronavirus cases. Despite the first confirmed patients in the outbreak were domestic Chinese tourists. They're trying to say it came in one of our ports. Never look at us, look over there. And of course, they also want to blame India or anyone other than accept blame for what they've done. In the meantime, Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, said he is very disturbed about how much Fauci has lied. He said he's lied, basically. He knew money was going to the Wuhan lab. He knew what they were doing. He knew they were doing gain of function, meaning weaponizing a virus. So the question now is, will criminal charges be filed against Fauci? Will he be fired, or should he, on his own, decide to resign? That's coming up in our very next segment. You don't want to miss it. In the meantime, if you speak out and you don't speak the language the progressives and the mandate and vaxxers insist that you do, here's an example. A surgeon working in Minnesota, 15-plus years, practicing 60 years, showed up at a parents' meeting with the school board discussing the parents' rights to decide the health protocols for their children. Let the parents decide for their children. That's what the doctor said. I'm a man who believes individuals have the right to do the research and decide what's best for them. You know what happened? He was fired. The hospital fired him. In this nation, we do that. We got a man in custody in California because there were a group of people protesting coronavirus vaccine mandates. They're protesting vaccine mandates. He's trying to argue against them, gets angered, gets in the car, and drives into them. Now, again, I want to insist you understand they are protesting mandates. So what's going to happen to this guy? And, of course, it's all reminiscent, isn't it, of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a driver drove into a bunch of protesters trying to defend the right to tear down national monuments, if they considered them racist. I'll bet there will be as much coverage on this guy that drove into the vaccine protesters. I take it back. I'd lose that bet. I withdraw. And by the way, speaking of Dr. Fauci again, the NIH, we're now getting more and more details from a nonprofit watchdog group, White Coat Waste Project, saying millions of taxpayer dollars were conducted on psychological torture experiments on primates, also funding research with dogs being eaten alive, all part of some of Dr. Fake and other groups' research. On the political scene, of course, Donald Trump has not announced what he's going to do, but a poll was asking 2020 election voters, if the election were held today and the candidates were Trump and Biden, how do you go? Trump leads Biden in every U.S. region except the Northeast. And Democrats continue to lose ground. Congressman Anthony Brown, Democrat of Maryland, says he's going to run for Maryland Attorney General. He's not going to run for Democrat Congress again because he sees the writing on the wall. In the meantime, Herschel Walker, U.S. Senate in Georgia, that race is picking up steam fast. And our great state like San Francisco, California, where they want to defund police, more than 150 families saying we don't feel safe in our neighborhood. We have alarms and cameras. Now we're hiring our own security to patrol our streets. How safe are you in your neighborhood? You need to keep a watch out for you and your family.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now with this information, do you think that was perjury? Was he lying to you under oath? Is there anything for you to do now? Is there any accountability, Senator?
It's not only me. Many, many scientists are coming forward who are experts in this area saying, yes, they've been funding gain of function. He's been parsing words. He's been sort of kind of going around the subject, and he never fully explains why it's not gain of function. But I think his explanation is this. Oh, it was inadvertent. We didn't know they were going to gain function. Well, that's what a gain of function experiment is. You don't know when you combine two viruses if it'll be more deadly, but it might be. If you have half a brain, you know, if you combine two viruses, it sure might be more deadly.
If you have half a brain. That is Senator Rand Paul. He is a doctor, but Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, ophthalmologist. He's not a surgeon. But he's been questioning Fauci repeatedly. And I know you remember that questioning back in May. I'm not going to bother replaying the whole thing for you again, but basically, as Fauci was testifying, Senator Rand Paul said, Dr. Fauci, you do know the rules and laws of perjury, lying to members of Congress while under oath. And Fauci was offended. I know what I'm talking about, and you don't know nothing. Well, he didn't use double negatives, but I did. But basically saying Rand Paul is just an idiot for even suggesting that anything wrong was going on. And, of course, too many people just have bought in one side or the other without really bothering to check the facts. But now new information that was released the other day that came out of the NIH direct to members of Congress that, in fact, yes, we need to correct some statements that were made to members of Congress, specifically, of course, saying that Dr. Fauci and the NIH were funding Wuhan Institute of Virology, even though he denied it. He said it. The NIH, by his claim, and I'm quoting, has not ever, does not now fund gain-of-function research. And yet you've got Senator Rand Paul saying anybody with half a brain would know if you're taking two items and combining them and seeing what they do then, what happens then, that's exactly what you're doing. Let's pick up with Senator Rand Paul for more detail.
You don't know when you combine two viruses if it'll be more deadly, but it might be. If you have half a brain, you know, if you combine two viruses, it sure might be more deadly. So he knew it was a gain-of-function experiment. He just didn't know the result of the experiment. But if that's the definition he's going to use, we still have all this craziness. You know, they do this in our country.
Right.
We need to try to make sure. So far, no Democrat has been willing to listen to this. I've been asking for an investigation for months. No bipartisan committee has brought this up or decided to tackle this. But, you know, we have scientists, Kevin Esfeld from MIT. He's one of the great technological discoverers of CRISPR and gene technology for disease. He's not a partisan. He wrote in the Washington Post a week ago that this is a civilization-ending kind of research, that this research could release something that could destroy civilization. That's coming from a scientist. That should scare us all.
And it does. It does. Because of what's happening in some of these labs. And if you're not doing it right, you're not following proper protocol. And in fact, if you're doing it, trying to see if you can come up with a weapon to use against an enemy, it's world-ending. May not be that big mushroom cloud in the sky. It may start with a little, excuse me, like that, and then it accelerates. So the NIH the other day, with a letter posted by molecular biologist Richard H. Ebright, the NIH corrects, quote, untruthful assertions by NIH Director Collins. And NIAID, that's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Fauci, that we did not fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan. They did. They did. And under oath, in front of congressional members, while warned again by Senator Rand Paul, you are aware of the laws of perjury, of lying to Congress. And then later asked with the new revelations, do you want to change anything? No. So the question that was being raised in this interview for Axios on HBO, Senator Rand Paul was asked, should Fauci be charged?
Well, we've referred him already to the Department of Justice, but this is a very partisan Department of Justice. That's really, they have a big problem. You've heard of domestic terrorism with moms at the, school board meetings. So I think they're going to be spending time going after, moms and parents complaining about what they're teaching at school. But I don't know if they have time to go after Dr. Fauci for lying. And no, he should be. He should be held accountable because what we have developed is a system of health care in our country where doctors are afraid to speak out because they'll cut off their research funding, where doctors who have talked about innovative treatment to try to help people survive COVID are being lectured and told, we'll take your license. This is the kind of thing, this top-down centralization of medical authority that's not good for the country. It's also not good for innovation, because in a crisis like this, a doctor will stumble upon something that really works, and we may well learn from that, but not if the doctor is told you'll be fired if you do anything outside the algorithm.
Yes, and that's exactly what is happening. And I hope you understood and followed his tongue in cheek that the DOJ is too busy chasing down terrorist parents that show up at school board meetings demanding to know what the hell are you teaching our kids. You don't be teaching sexual identity and sex to third, fourth, and fifth graders and preschoolers, and you don't force them to wear a mask all day long. And now you don't look at, well, if vaccines are going to be available all the way down to age five, that my child must be vaccinated with an experimental drug. Not one of these vaccines is anything more than an experiment at this time. And don't believe anyone who tells you otherwise. Don't believe me what I'm saying. Check it out. No drug we're using, and I think they're, I'm talking about the vaccines, I believe they have been effective. I think they probably have saved many lives. I did get them because my daughters insisted that I do it, and I made a promise to my daughters. So I did it. I've been fine. Many people I know have. They're fine. I know many who have not gotten it, and they are also fine. I also know those who have died. I don't know of any who got vaccinated who died. I know they some have still gotten sick, but they survived. But these parents, they're labeled terrorists, and the DOJ is spending their time on them instead of looking at what's really going on, like Senator Rand Paul is saying. And by the way, speaking of these parents, Obama's also joined in on the fray. Yeah, former President Obama is suggesting all the outcry over a Loudoun County rape cover-up, he says, is phony and a trumped-up culture war. That's because a father that was never going to make it public, it was his daughter, because when his name becomes public, inadvertently, she is known as a rape victim. And news organizations don't publish a rape victim's name unless they want it to be made public. But he was upset when the school board was insisting because they were talking about trying to designate restrooms for gender fluids and whatever, and the man, the girl says, attacked her, the boy, is one of those considering gender fluid and went in wearing a skirt, wearing into the girl's bathroom and raped her. Now, again, that's her allegation. But the school board didn't tell police. They just shipped him to another school. That in itself would be wrong. But Obama says it's all phony, trumped up. You know, I don't know if the girl's telling the truth, but the father believes it. But beyond that, the school was told about it, and they didn't call police. They just pushed him on to another school district. And what Rand Paul just said, if you were a doctor and you bring up something that might be an alternative to vaccine, monoclonal therapy, infusions, Regeron, any of those, he said they may hound you and throw you out. And he's right. I will read to you again what we did in news and commentary. A surgeon in Minnesota at Lake Region Healthcare for 15-plus years, practicing for 60 years, went to one of those school board meetings that Obama claims is all Trump made up, claims against it. He said, I'm used to wearing masks. I try not to do it when I'm running or playing. The example is like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. And I think in America, we have individuals and parents have the best decision on their children. And what happened? He got applauded by the parents, and the hospital ended up firing him. Well, nobody's firing Fauci. Question to Senator Rand Paul, should he at least resign?
Without question. And the biggest lie is for lack of judgment. He continues to think that we should fund research in China. As we speak, EcoHealth is still getting money for research in Wuhan. There's a project from 2020 to 2025 that, to my knowledge, Anthony Fauci is still in favor of funding. He says that's where the bat viruses are. We got to go there without any kind of understanding or comprehension that perhaps the Chinese communist military or government isn't the same as dealing with a democratic government elsewhere in the world. He hasn't really realized that that might be a problem, and they actually might have, not just unintentional problems, but actually might have intended or intend to create things that would be very damaging to the world.
The White Coast Waste Project is a nonprofit watchdog group releasing a video showing some of the experiments are being done, funded by the National Institutes of Health and part of Dr. Fauci experiments. Video showing monkeys distraught. They were chained by the neck in tiny cages. They were tormented with rubber spiders, mechanical snakes, because they had already injected into their brain a toxic acid to worsen their fear. In one video, a doctor or scientist can be heard joking, "Where the hell is a dancing monkey?" It's all so funny to watch them do that. And then you got the other experiment where they were breeding young beagles, beagle puppies. They cut their vocal cords so they couldn't be heard barking as they trapped their heads in a cage and let disease-causing parasites infect them and eat them alive. Fauci's NIH division sending almost 400,000 to a lab in Tunisia to conduct that experiment. Do I have your attention yet? Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says, you know, with what we've got going on in this nation and this being part of it, but especially our border crisis, there are more than enough reasons to impeach Joe Biden. Not F Joe Biden, impeach Joe Biden. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What Secretary Mayorkas and President Biden are doing are, in my opinion, and I believe in the opinion of others that I'm continually talking to, impeachable acts. And Secretary Mayorkas ought to be impeached, and President Biden ought to be impeached for purposefully and willfully refusing to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. And frankly, abusing their power by not doing so. They have a duty to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. They swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and defend our laws, and they are failing to do so.
You can't say it any more direct than that. That is Congressman Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, Republican, and part of a webinar sponsored by the Center for Security Policy. He's referring to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, saying it's a guarantee we have a Republican form of government and that the federal government will defend us from terror, from invasion. And he also pointed out that we also had a Secure Fencing Act of 2006, which obligated the federal government to establish operational control of the border. He said these are all requirements, not suggestions. You don't have the ability to say, well, I'm not going to today. The illegals, stats I found earlier, we're going to see 2 million encounters by the end of December. Now, those are not the getaways, as they say, those that went through another part of the border and weren't seen. And where did those 2 million illegals go? Don't expect any straight answer from the administration. But they probably did their best to populate certainly some red states because they're looking at these not as human beings that need help and really could use help. They're looking at them as pawns to be used in their political game. Congressman Roy.
All they care about is playing identity politics, advancing critical race theory, trying to divide us by race, trying to promote the idea that they're the ones who care for brown people. And only they, in their infinite wisdom as Democrats, are they the ones who can take care or be friends with or be compassionate for brown people. Tell you what, go talk to the brown people in South Texas who are getting pretty pissed off about having their families endangered, their communities overrun, our border not being protected and secured, and cartels empowered. And then you tell me who's looking out and caring for American citizens, regardless of the color of their skin.
I'd mentioned in news and commentary earlier that former President Barack Obama, campaigning for Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, former Virginia governor, was telling the voters just to don't pay attention to all that noise being raised at these public school meetings where you've got the report of a boy in a public girls' bathroom in Loudoun County raping the child. He dismissed it as fake, outraged, and trumped-up culture. He said, we don't have time to be wasted on these phony, trumped-up culture wars, this fake outrage the right-wing media peddles to juice their ratings. I have a question. I have one question. Well, let's make it two. Do you remember who Tawana Brawley was? Tawana Brawley, an 87, found in a trash bag, been missing for days, racial slurs slurred on her body, covered in feces. Al Sharpton rushed to her defense, and for weeks and weeks, she was accused of being raped by some men, white men. What would have happened? What would Obama say if the parents standing up in that school board meeting the other day had been black and the victim, the girl making the claim, had been black? See, there's your race war. There's your purposeful trying to divide us by race. Why? It would be treated differently, wouldn't it? Should always be treated the right way. Condoleezza Rice on that issue coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I come out of an academic institution, and this is a something that academics debate, what is the role of race and so forth. And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go to a movie theater or to a restaurant with my parents. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids.
Amen. Those are the words of Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, the first black woman to hold that position. She didn't let her color of skin hold her back. She moved forward, just like her parents said. You're going to overcome it. You're going to be anything you want to be. If anyone's looking at you with prejudice, that's their issue, not yours. And she said, that's the message we should send our kids. And you know how she's being treated? A former MSNBC host, Tore Neblett, I think the name is, said the recent appearance on The View of Condoleezza Rice was offensive and disgusting. She was who we thought she was, a soldier for white supremacy. He goes by his first name, the Griot. He said her thoughts on critical race theory are completely white-centric, as in they revolve around the thoughts and needs of white people. So there you have again, a black person, in particular a black woman, not allowed to voice their own opinion, be educated, and have their own thought process without being condemned by others. All she's trying to do is say, we don't want to decide everything on race. Now, I raised the question a moment ago about Obama making his remarks that he thinks, and I'm quoting, when he went to campaign for Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, and what's happening in the Loudoun School District, and the parents are showing up and complaining about their kids being masked and or the CRT teaching, critical race theory teaching, and other issues. He dismissed all of it as fake outrage. Fake outrage. Trumped up culture wars. And I raised the question that what if the father who had claimed that the school board ignored and did nothing when his daughter was sexually assaulted in a bathroom by a young student, male student, wearing a skirt claiming to be fluid gender, that today he feels like a woman, I guess, I can, or a girl, and I can go in the girl's restroom, that he gets in there and rapes his daughter. That is the girl's claim. I don't know how much evidence gathered. I don't know the police gathered anything at that time because the police board, I mean the school board, apparently didn't even bother referring it. They sent him on to another school where it happened again, apparently. And I said, well, what would Obama say, would he call it fake outrage and trumped up if it had been a black young woman raped? My attitude is they both should be treated as a crime and fully investigated. I don't accept that you always believe the woman. I'm sorry, I don't. I've got two daughters. But as her father, if one had come and told me that they were raped like that, yeah, I'm probably going to immediately believe my daughter. But the fact is I shouldn't. And I trust my daughter as being honest and everything else, as you would trust yours, but things are sometimes not the way they seem, despite what you would want. And the Tawana Brawley case I was referring to back in 87, missing for 4 days, found in a bag, racial slurs on her body, body covered in human feces, claiming that she'd been attacked by a group of white men. Got a lot of national attention. Al Sharpton made his name based on that case. It all came down to after a grand jury deciding she had not been a victim, that she herself had probably made it up. And there were many black leaders at the time who professed to believe the teenager and her narrative. But the grand jury didn't. She still to this day, last report, insists it happened. But it shouldn't be treated differently regardless of the race of the rape victim, should it? But should we, because of that, because of the Loudoun County rape, as a girl has reported, should we claim that all LGBT community members are rapists? No. All right, the most of them? No. Just that one. If it happened as she claimed. But what CRT is trying to do is make everything based upon color of skin. Again, Condoleezza Rice.
One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness. But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. So somehow this is a conversation that has gone in the wrong direction. I don't have to make white children feel bad about being white.
Again, the words of Condoleezza Rice appearing on The View. I've got here a letter in front of me. It's an op-ed from the Crimson. That's a Harvard letter, 24-year-old, identifying herself as a pre-med letter of resignation with, quote, self-love and liberation. A black woman says that the presence of the germ of white supremacy will slow me down, prevent reactions of learning and healing I need for myself. White supremacy, when it invades the bodies of those of us who dare to be black, female. I don't know how do you dare be black and female? You're born that way. You don't mean dare, but anyway. How dare to be black, female, and breathing? It produces a crippling affliction that accompanies us everywhere. Well, Condoleezza Rice dared, or let me correct, was born a black woman. I don't see it doing it her. Now, everyone is an individual. I'm not going to say one size fits all, which is what you're getting from the Biden administration on the mandates. But here's a young woman, 13 months, two biology courses, chemistry course, all of this on and on, and it all comes down to her that even at Harvard, black women are subjected to the white germ. My God, this is probably an amazing woman on an intellectual level that could be of value in medicine and science, and she's walking away because she's got so wrapped up in the white germ, which is, I guess, about as close to CRT as you can come. One of the View members, by the way, when Condoleezza Rice was on, started giving various examples of what was happening at various public schools in California.
Third graders are instructed to rank themselves based on their power and their privilege. California's Department of Education is proposing to eliminate opportunities for accelerated math in the name of equity. In Greenwich, a white bias survey is handed out to seventh grade English class. A New York private school is separating by race, gender, and ethnicity. White identifying group met with a white consultant who displayed a slide that named supposed characteristics of white supremacy. An equity statement from the school district of Palm Beach County outlined the initiative dismantling structures rooted in white advantage. It's happening across the country.
It is happening across the country. That first case was California, and then you heard the background of some of the others. But the attitude of most of those on The View is that to hide the facts of life. Listen to this.
People want to hide history.
Oh, I don't.
And, yes, that is true.
About 45 seconds, guys.
And what we are seeing is this rollback of history. Parents don't want children to hear about the real history. And when we teach children about the real history, I think that is when we will really have true
reconciliation. People are being taught the true history. But I just have to say one more thing. It goes back to how we teach the history.
That's what I'm saying.
We teach the good and we teach the bad of history.
Yes. Yep.
But
right.
What we don't do is make individuals feel that they are somehow bad people because of the color of their skin. We've been through that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't need to do that again.
Condoleezza Rice nailed it again. Smarter than those who are saying they don't want to teach real history. They are teaching history. But yeah, they should teach all of it. I agree. I'll take you to a piece written in The Federalist by a young woman, and she reminds us, I take it back, this is a Federalist article. It says in 1896, Hillary Clinton told Americans it takes a village to raise a child. That was the soft sell. Now we're getting the hard sell. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach, according to the Virginia gubernatorial candidate. No, parents still are part of the village to raise the child. But they're not talking about raising, they're talking about indoctrinating. And then we've got how Facebook is censoring and Alec Baldwin.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Wall Street Journal publishing internal material, it says, it got from an anonymous source at Facebook, showing that Facebook had two tools it introduced after the 2016 election, after Trump won, that harmed conservative publications. If both tools had not been enacted, the increase would have been pretty dramatic. As they were used, they apparently decreased traffic to Breitbart News by 20%, Washington Times by 18%, Western Journal by 16%, Epoch by 11%. They also took and removed one of the tools, Facebook did, but then kept another. It's not clear which contributed which numbers. They did apparently at one point have discussions about relating or relegating, I should say, Breitbart News to second-tier news tabs. In other words, it wouldn't pop up right away on Facebook. But then someone said, well, you know, that is pretty good about controlling who sees what, but it might also limit ability to reach new readers for Breitbart, but they apparently didn't care. They were doing it anyway, according to that. We'll have to get into that in more detail later. The tragedy of the shooting that happened on this Western film Rust in New Mexico last week that ended up killing a cinematographer, Alec Baldwin, actor, holding the pistol. It was declared cold by the armorer, the person who's responsible for it. It was on the set, and he picked up one of three, and apparently it was holding a live round. How the hell that would happen, I don't know. It should not happen. There should never be any live ammunition. But now what they're looking to do is that we'll just start, we don't need to have real guns. We'll see a flash from the gun. We'll just go ahead and do that by visual effects going forward. Well, that's fine. And Baldwin did issue a tweet saying, no words convey my shock and sadness. I've been in cooperating with police, supporting the woman's husband, offering my support. I'm sure he is. He's also taking days off, canceling other projects, trying to, quote, recenter himself with family. I'm not going to knock anything along that line that he's doing. But prior to that, he always mocked people if they were involved in any shooting. He tweeted out one time, I wonder how it feels to shoot somebody. Kind of having some fun at somebody else's death. And other such incidents like that. So CNN anchor Jake Tapper over the weekend on his State of the Union said, Republicans violating basic decency. He said they apparently spent some time digging up, finding a Baldwin tweet from 2014. Baldwin is, of course, progressive, very aggressive, and it speaks against gun control. And he said they were making a joke at the expense of the woman and who got shot and her husband. Should not be made a joke of. I'll be the first to agree with that. But to talk about the hypocrisy that exists on several levels. Alec Baldwin all big about mocking people who own guns and maybe have had to shoot and kill someone. Maybe by accident like he did, or maybe facing a threat to them or their family, or maybe inappropriately. But he thought it was funny at that time to mock them. No, it was not right then. It's not right now to mock him. I would agree with that. But I will point out the other hypocrisy. For a guy that is so anti-gun, why the hell would he even sign up for a movie where he carries a pistol and fires and shoots? Oh, I just thought of the reason. I'm kind of slow today. Money. He'll stand there and preach against guns and the gun violence and all this, and yet he'll take part, as will many members of Hollywood who have the same attitude, will take part in movies of violence involving guns, torture, rape, things of this nature, because the dollar is there. Do you see them putting their money where their mouth is? No. The money goes in the wallet in the bank, and I would not be surprised if Alec Baldwin ends up suing the movie company for putting him in that position. I feel for him. I do. And I feel certainly for the victim. But if you on the left are so anti-guns, you should never be in a movie, never go to a movie where there's shooting involved. Here's what you could do. You could go to an art show. Oh, yeah, Hunter Biden held a second art show over the weekend, Soho, New York. Previous one, he sold five paintings for $75,000 each. Oh, the weekend, you didn't maybe get in because as the owner got upset with the Washington Post reporter, you can't just walk in. This is a private place. I don't just walk into your house. I'm going to talk to your mother. She didn't raise you right. And the very first day of the showing, workers in the gallery were putting up paper over the windows because the first lady stopped by to inspect the exhibit. I guess she was invited. Yeah, only the high and those who are willing to pay the money were in. I still think there's some money laundering scheme here. Think the IRS would get around to that? No, they're going to be checking your account for $600 transactions. Hey, remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.